joined in studio by Susie Menk from the Manitowoc Public Library. Good to see you.
Good morning, Craig.
And we have a special guest with us today. Based on exactly what it is we're talking about that's coming up a week from this Saturday, Dr. Amy Cabral with us this morning.
Good morning.
Did I say that right?
It's Cabral.
Cabral.
That's okay.
Okay. Un momento. I'm gonna.
We're gonna get it yet.
Cabral. There. All right.
Yay.
It was an awkward couple of seconds there, but it's good to see you
too.
Thank you.
Now, what I wanted to talk about here today is this program coming up. Nurdle Patrol. I know I've had you on here before talking about this, Susie.
Correct.
Because I, for one, didn't even know what you were talking about when you were talking
about nurdles.
Yeah. So just a little bit of background on what we're talking about here.
Sure. So nurdles are the little raw plastic pellets that are made by manufacturing companies, which are then used to make all sorts of plastic products. And the problem we're having with them is that they're getting into our waters, polluting our waters, causing problems for the aquatic life in the waters, and then washing up on the beaches. And that's where our beach patrol, which is what we're talking about today, is going to come in.
When we talk about problems that they cause, is it both kind of like on a pollution sense where they're affecting the quality of the water, but also causing problems with the wildlife just by physically being there as well?
Correct.
Is it both?
Yes, it's both. Exactly. So the pellets themselves can leach small amounts of chemicals into the waterways that then we ingest, but also the aquatic life might mistake them as food. They could see them as a seed or a fish egg or something that they might eat, and then they can ingest that. It can disrupt their digestive tract, but it also can get lodged because they're not particularly small. So sometimes it just gets lodged like a rock, and then they cannot continue to eat or breathe or whatever the case might be.
Is this a big problem right now? Is there a lot of marine life
It's definitely
getting killed off?
A really big problem down in the Gulf of Mexico, where they had a major spill in 2018. But because of that major spill, we're seeing the nurdles travel all around the world. And so we thought it would be really interesting to see if they had made it all the way up here.
Wow.
According to the Nurdle Patrol map, which you can see online, they've actually found some nurdles in the Chicago area and on the other side of Lake Michigan in the state of Michigan along the Michigan coastline. So this will be the first Nurdle Patrol in our area this far north. So we're very curious to see what kind of findings we have for this program. And that's where our beach cleanup is coming in. That's going to be the first of our Nurdle Patrols. We're going to be doing a Nurdle Patrol in September here, October mm-hmm. and November. We'll take a little break when the ice hits. And then we'll come back in the spring and start watching for them again and doing a shore pickup. And since we're doing a shore pickup of nurdles, we're going to just pick up everything. So we're kind of coordinating this with the Adopt a Beach program.
Oh, sure.
So we're going to pick up all the trash, not just the nurdles.
Right.
And then we'll be tracking that. So part of the whole program is that we're including data for the people who are tracking these kinds of things. So as Amy mentioned, the whole problem got out into the public because of this big spill in Texas. And so the University of Texas has a science marine division, and one of their professors started this whole Nurdle Patrol. And he's created a Nurdle Patrol page, and then when you do your tracking, he has data points where you can enter where you tracked and how many nurdles you found. And then he's plotting, those plots are going on a map so that he can track that and then do more research and push for more stringent controls for the company.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure they're using better filtering systems, to make sure in the transfer of the nurdles that the cleanup is happening before they get close to the water.
Amy, do you know off the top of your head how far north these things have been found?
Off the top of my head, I think the farthest north is somewhere in the middle of Michigan around Ludington. That's as far as I've seen on the map. But
so that's close by.
It is very close by, and it's, of course, on the east side of the lake. We're going to hopefully now look and see if we can find any on the west side of the lake.
Yeah. It's quite probable, I would imagine, because that's a, you know, comparatively small distance to be traveling.
Correct. Exactly. And I think it'll be very interesting for the scientists to go, okay, are they on one side of the lake and not the other? So is this... you know, a wave pattern that's causing this issue? Is it the boats coming in and out of the Great Lakes that are bringing them in because they're coming in from the ocean and bringing, because the water in the Gulf, you know, the currents down there are going to spread them around.
Yeah.
Plus the manufacturing boats go from the Gulf area all the way over to, I believe it's Africa, because they do some manufacturing over in Africa as well. And so if you look at the world view of that map, it's very interesting to see where they're showing up.
Wow.
And a lot of it is directly related to where the manufacturers are. And then the currents, I think, it's another way of tracking them. So it'll be very interesting to see if they're on our side of the lake, on the opposite side of the lake, what, you know, and then the scientists can look at that data and say, you know, here's a possible reason why they're here and not there.
Registration, is required for this, right? Is it still open?
I believe there are still openings. The registration is, we have on the Manitowoc Public Library website, we have something called a Nurdle Patrol landing page. So everything Nurdle related is on the same page if you click on that off of our webpage. The registration is there. We're limiting it to 30 people because we have a very small beach we're working with.
September
17th is actually National Cleanup Beach Day. So we are not the only group doing a beach cleanup that day. If you're looking for a group and ours is full, there are lots of people doing beach cleanups that day. You don't have to be in our group to do a Nurdle Patrol.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do one, we still have lots of the pouches, which have the vials for collecting nurdles.
I was just going to ask about equipment, too, because you must be supplying that, I would imagine.
Correct. Yeah. We have little, like, pencil pouches for people to use. Inside the pencil pouch, there's a vial to put the nurdles in because they're relatively, I know Amy mentioned that they're one of the bigger pieces, but in my way of thinking, it's a very small pellet.
Yeah.
But I forget, Amy, what are the plastics, the microplastics or macroplastics?
Micro. So these are technically on the cusp between macro and micro. So macro is large enough to see with your eye, and micro is so small that you can't see it with your eye.
Oh.
So nurdles are considered macro, but they're small enough that they're just on the cusp. And as they start to degrade, they can turn into microplastics. And that's also a problem because then fish and other life, you know, ingest that.
They don't
even see it. They're just ingesting it all the time, and that can be a real problem for leaching into the food that then we eat.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you kind of are you leading the patrol here, Amy?
Yeah, the two of us are sort of the team.
Partnering.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a citizen science project, so I'm sort of the science end of it, and we'll say that Susie's the citizen end of it.
That's a good way.
Public relations.
Yeah. Yes. There we go. She's really good on the science part of it, so we're letting her deal with that part.
Well, again, the Nurdle Patrol Beach Cleanup coming up a week from this Saturday, September the 17th, starting at 9 a.m. at the Lincoln High School Beach. Is that right?
Correct. So it's a very small beach right behind Lincoln High School. The best way to get at it is to go down Green Street. So take 10th Street and turn on Green Street toward the lake. There's a very small parking lot at the end of Green Street that'll get you right there on the beach, and that's where we're meeting up.
Okay.
And then we'll walk through what the process is going to be, hand out, you know, if you want garbage bags for the bigger trash and gloves. And then we're not going to be there too long. I would say within a half hour or 45 minutes, it's not going to take us that long to clean up that area of the beach. Or like I said, there, if you go to Adopt a Beach, there are lots of groups doing cleanup that day because it's a national cleanup day. So if ours is full, you can register for one of the other beach cleanups. So,
sounds good.
And you could still do your Nurdle Patrol even if you're doing it for a different beach cleanup. You just need to stop by the library and grab one of our pouches or just grab the stuff and then come in and grab a pouch later. For those who are registered for our event, we'll have extra pouches there at the day of the event to hand out for people.
Fantastic. We'll check it out online. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
That's Susie Menk and Dr. Amy Cabral with us this morning on The Breakfast Club.